السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Ulama Ikram, respected brothers, also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers. Once again we have gathered for this majlis of zikr. It is only Allah Ta'ala's fazal ihsan, as I repeatedly say, that we are given the tawfiq of getting together to take His Mubarak name, to recite Salat Salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, to listen to some words of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Kalam, the message of the Quran Sharif, the message of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In these days of fitna, in these days of corruption, in these days of mischief, if a person gets the tawfiq to take even once the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it's a great ni'mat. We consider everything else as being a ni'mat. Money is ni'mat, car is a ni'mat, home is ni'mat, everything else we say it's a bounty, it's a gift of Allah Ta'ala. But if a person is given the tawfiq of making tawbah, is given the tawfiq of making zikrullah, is given the tawfiq of making two rakats of nafil salat, or is given the tawfiq of taking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name late at night or making tahajjud. Now the person doesn't consider this as some great ni'mat. He doesn't consider this as some great bounty and blessing of Allah ta'ala that He gave us the tawfiq to take His name. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not give that acceptance to the first Allah, then we won't be even able to say again Allah. The sign that Allah Ta'ala has accepted the first Allah that we said is that we get the tawfiq of taking His name again. Those people who are invited into the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then it is a sign that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has accepted the previous salat. If the person is distancing himself, going away from the masjid, he made one salat and after that he is missing out on salat with jamaat in the masjid, without any valid reason, without any legitimate excuse. So that is an indication and a sign that this person is now being distanced by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself. It is something that is frightening, but we don't really understand that. Who do you allow to come into your house? Who do you welcome all the time? The person that you are happy with, the person who you love, the person who you like. Then you will tell him, come again, come again, come again. But the person whom you do not like, then after that first visit you say, please don't come again. And even if you don't say it clearly, but there will be apparent signs that the person is not happy. As a Jana Jan Rahmatullah Ali, he was very, very sensitive. Very pious, very great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but very sensitive. Because of their excessive zikrullah, their taluk with Allah Ta'ala, then sometimes they become very sensitive. We think that they have become nazuk mizaj, that they can't seem to tolerate anything. But they become sensitive. Slight things disturb them. Because it disturbs the tranquility of their hearts. Now, he was unique in that field. People used to think he's nazuk mizaj. But if we read his incidents, or incidents in his life, then we'll understand that what taluk he had with Allah Ta'ala. Nevertheless, so one person, he used to visit him twice a year. Twice a year he used to visit him. So he used to visit him twice a year. He said, Hazrat, I would like to make some khidmat of yours. If you give me the permission to come more often, then I would appreciate it. Because he used to take permission, he used to give him twice a year. So he said, well, if you give me permission, I would like to come more often. So Hazrat Jana Jan Rahmatullah Ali, he told him, he said, when you come twice a year, that has already become difficult for me, because after you go from here, then I have to take some laxative. My whole stomach gets upset. When I see you eating, the way you eat, that my stomach becomes upset. Now you are so sensitive that somebody else is eating, he says, I get upset. He says, I just can't take it. You don't seem to be eating like a human being. Probably he was just wiping clean everything that was laid before him. So he said, you better come once a year. He wanted permission to come more times a year. He said, if you come once a year, it will be sufficient because I can't take more than that laxative to put my stomach right. So they become sensitive sometimes. But what I'm saying is that who do you invite? Who do you say welcome? You tell those people to, you are welcome, the one who you like. The others, you will not save us, keep coming. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also, if He is happy and pleased, then that is one of the signs that He allows you to come and visit His house. Now we say that, but many of them don't even make the namaz right. They haven't got the qira'at right. They haven't got the ruku and sajda right. Then how can be Allah ta'ala pleased with them and inviting them repeatedly into His house? That is the ihsan of Allah ta'ala. That is His fazal. That is His kindness. That due to the barakat of some musalli in that congregation, or some musallis or muqtadis who are sincere, who are making the salat with devotion, they've got proper meditation in that salat, they've got ikhlas, they've got khushu, they've got khuzu, then with the barakat of their salat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the others also who have their weak salat, like us. Our weak salat, our salat with all its weaknesses and shortcomings, with the barakat of the salat of those who are sincere and making it properly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts ours. And that is why He gives us the tawfiq to come again. And that is one of the major benefits of making salat in congregation. It's like buying a box of tomatoes. I don't know what is the correct pronunciation now, but in our school days we learned tomatoes. But now they seem to say tomatoes. So whether it is tomatoes or tomatoes, but the thing is that when you buy a box and there's some rotten ones inside there, one or two are rotten in there, but you bought the whole box, then you don't take out those two and go back to the supermarket or go back to the marketplace and say these two came out rotten inside here. So change it. You accept the rotten ones with that because it came in a box. In the same way, the people who are making salat in the congregation, then there may be some rotten ones like us. The salat which has got no khushu, no khuzu, no ikhlas, no nothing. But with the barakat of that of the others who are solid, who are good, who are in perfect shape, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts and gives us tawfiq to come again. So we are not doing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala any favor if we come for some majlis of zikr, or we come and perform our salat, or we make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. We must think that it is Allah ta'ala's ihsan on us. Our tongues, which are so dirty, so filthy, we know what we have spoken with our tongues. Who doesn't know what his tongue has spoken? How much of ghibat we have made? How much of lies we speak? How much of haram statements we make? How much of words were spoken to illicit beloveds with the same tongue? How much of false qasams and oaths were taken with this tongue? How much of sins were committed? But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala still does not even place any restriction. He says, take my name whenever you want. Even if you don't have wuzu, you are allowed to take my name. You don't have ghusl, then too you are allowed to take my name. Where will we get an Allah who is so merciful, so forgiving, so kind, so loving? That, oh my dear servants, never mind. No matter how much you make an effort, you will never be able to do justice. So I overlook your shortcomings, your faults. You go on making the correct effort, but I'm allowing you, I'm giving you the permission that in whatever state you are, whether you are in ghusl and wuzu or not, but take my name. If Allah Ta'ala had put a price on the taking of His name, then He who is the creator of the universe, creator of dunya and akhirat, who would have been able to pay the price? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this is the sign that he has accepted our first Allah when we took his name, that he gives tawfiq to say it again. The person who made tilawat of the Quran Sharif, when he's getting a tawfiq to read again the Quran Sharif, it is a sign that inshallah Allah Ta'ala has accepted with all its weaknesses and shortcomings. But that of course doesn't mean that the person must carry on like that. But he's been given the tawfiq that now improve the quality. How long are you going to remain in that condition? Because then you are not going to get the fruits, the true fruits of that ibadat and that zikr and that tilawat. It will be accepted, you will get sawab. But at the same time, you don't want to just be satisfied with a little bit of sawab. The true fruits of those actions of tilawat, of zikr, of ibadat, when the person is going to do it with ikhlas and sincerity and in the proper manner, then he is going to enjoy it. Then he is going to see it in his life and in the lives of others also. So it is only Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that he gave us the tawfiq to gather once again to take his Mubarak name, leaving outside all the attractions and distractions. But once again, because people have proceeded to Makkatul Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba, and as I mentioned that we can see the anwar of Hajj, when the days of Hajj begin, you can sense the anwar of Hajj. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes people sense it in the atmosphere. So that rahmat, if we cannot be there, and if we cannot be in Madina Tayyiba, then through Naat Sharif, we express our love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we imagine ourselves to be there. If we cannot go in with our physical bodies, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us the power of imagination. And this is one great ni'mat again of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which we are abusing. Imagine within seconds you can be standing at the Rosa Mubarak. Within seconds. You just close your eyes and you can be there. Within seconds you can be making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Within seconds you can be standing at the Multazam with your chest against the wall, with tears rolling down the cheeks. How long does it take for a person to just imagine that he is in the Hatim Sharif, under the Mizab-e Rahmat, where the rains of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Rahmat are pouring, and he is standing there and he is seeking forgiveness for his sins, pleading before Allah Ta'ala, expressing remorse, regret, shame over all his evil actions and deeds. How long does it take just to imagine that we are sitting in Riyazul Jannah, that piece of ground that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared as a garden of paradise? How long does it take? Why fantasize about haram when we can get so much of sawab in fantasizing about halal? If the person is using this power of imagination and his fantasizing power, and he pictures himself at the Rosa Mubarak reading Salat and Salam, then that will bring nur into the heart. And when he's going to fantasize about those illicit beloveds, about those haram women, and about the prostitutes, and about those film actors and actresses, and when he's going to fantasize about those evil actions in which he has indulged, then it will bring the filth into the heart also. Whatever you fantasize about, that's what is going to come into the heart. Either noor will come or stench, filth, dirt will come in. Just with that imagination. If you just make a tasawwur of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, that means you just think of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, you think of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you think of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you think of the awliya, the great-great awliya, the great-great walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the great mashayikh. Just thinking of them brings nur into the heart. Just thinking of them brings nur into the heart. So So imagine thinking of Allah Ta'ala and then taking His Mubarak name. How much of Noor should be coming into the heart? So if we cannot find any accumulation of that Noor, if we cannot find any kind of brightness in our hearts, then that is a clear sign and an indication that we are not looking after that Noor which is coming into the heart. As I said, just the thought of a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, or the greatest Nabi of all, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the Sahaba Kiram, the Awliya, Siddiqeen, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, then if that brings Noor, then taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how much of Noor should be coming? And when a person is taking it 100 times, and 200 times, and 500 times, then how much should be coming? But then we have to look after it. Look at the amount of monies that are getting stolen in this holiday period. Wherever you go, the same thing you hear. The person was going to the bank, held up, money gone. Whole day he worked, whole month he accumulated. Now he sends somebody to go and make a deposit, and he's held up and everything is gone. So the person takes precaution. And the more the money, the more the value of the deposit, or the more the transfers that they are making and the vehicles are transporting, then the more the security. So value of that, when it is in our hearts, then we provide security. But if we got no value for anything, then we don't provide security. As I always say, that we haven't heard of anyone keeping a guard outside his house so that he may look after that garbage bag which was taken out. The garbage bag, the person took it out. Next morning the truck was going to pick it up. So now he says, it's so valuable, this garbage bag, that I must keep one security. Pay him to look after my bag. Have you seen anybody that he employed security guard just to look after a garbage bag? Why? Because there's no value for that. So the ibadah, the zikr, the tilawat, the noor that comes into the heart, it is very valuable, it's precious. But then you have to safeguard it. And how do you safeguard it? By control of gaze, by control of what we hear and listen to, control of our tongues, control of our heart and mind. That is how you secure it. And when it keeps on accumulating because of the security locks that you have put, when it keeps on accumulating, then after that the person will feel it himself. A woman gets pregnant, after some time she realizes that she is pregnant. The weight of that baby she will feel in her stomach. She will feel the weight. If she is 9 months pregnant, she will know that she is 9 months pregnant. So if she feels the weight of the baby in her stomach, and she realizes it, in the same way, this person who has got the weight of the Noor of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, he will feel it, that there is the weight of that Noor of Allah in my heart. That woman, after that, gives birth to a child. And this Noor that accumulates there after that, then it gets him this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nisbat is born in his heart. That connection is born. So to enjoy that, we have to put that, those security locks. Now what we were going to discuss was this poetry, and we went all around the world, and now we come back here. So this power of imagination, why fantasize? What will we get in fantasizing about haram? Does he really get anything? Enjoyment, what kind of enjoyment? Which brings restlessness. By fantasizing about haram, if he says it's enjoyment, then what kind of enjoyment is that which is bringing so much of restlessness and the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala? So the moment shaitan and nafs pulls us towards fantasizing about anything that is haram, immediately read some poetry about Madina Sharif, read some Quranic verse, start picturing yourself in Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, making safa of Marwa Sa'i, or being in Mina, or Arafat, or Muzdalifah. Those who have been for Hajj, they know what it is like. And those who haven't been, we have always seen pictures of Kaaba Sharif, of the Green Dome, and of the mountains of Uhud and so many other places. So the person now pictures himself standing at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and presenting an Adhship, presenting Durood and Salam. Mubarak tujhe ay ard-e-Madina, Mubarak tujhe ho ay ard-e-Madina, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahar-e-Madina, Mubarak tujhe ho ay ard-e-Madina, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahar-e-Madina. Oh, the ground of Madina Tayyiba, Mubarak, congratulations to you, glad tidings for you. Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahar-e-Madina, it is the city of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is that ground of Madina Sharif. It's not the buildings. The buildings of Madina Sharif is not the real city of Madina Sharif. The city of Madina Sharif is that ground of Madina Sharif. Even if there is no building there, then too it will be the city of Madina Sharif. Why? Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is resting there. So Mubarak tujhe ay ard-e-Madina, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahar-e-Madina. Tere paas jab sayyide do jahan hai, tere paas jab sayyide do jahan hai, na kyun rashke aflak ho phir Madina. Tere paas jab sayyide do jahan hai, na kyun rashke aflak ho phir Madina. Why should Madina not be the envy of the heavens and the earth and all the other places around the world when Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Madina Sharif? We can go anywhere and everywhere. You will see beautiful mountains, beautiful waters of the ocean, beautiful jungles, forests, beautiful museums and aquariums and everything else. And the person can see beautiful ships and beautiful tall buildings and everything. Glitter and glamour can be everywhere around the world. But which part of the world can claim that I have got Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There is only Madina Sharif. No other city, no other country can claim. What a good fortune. Wish we could understand what Madina Sharif was. Tere paas jab sayyide do jahan hai, na kyun rashke aflak ho phir Madina, Mubarak tujhe ho ay ard-e-Madina, Mubarak tujhe ho ay ard-e-Madina, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahar-e-Madina. Tere sabz gumbad pe alam fida hai, tere sabz gumbad pe alam fida hai, falak jaise chume zameen-e-Madina. Tere sabz gumbad pe alam fida hai, falak jaise chume zameen-e-Madina, Mubarak tujhe ho ay ard-e-Madina, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shehre madina. Your green dome, the whole world is crazy over the green dome. That means all the believers. There's such ecstasy, such joy, such happiness they feel when they see the green dome. Whoever is going to Madina Tayyibah from a distance, what is he really looking for? Because you will only arrive at the Rosa Mubarak in afterwards. But from a distance, what do we search for? From miles before we arrive at Madina Sharif, our gazes are in search of the green dome. And as soon as you see a green dome, you see the green dome from somewhere, straight away that excitement, there's the green dome, there's the green dome. In other words, directly beneath that green dome is the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the green dome is something that we are searching for, because we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rests directly beneath it. That is why I have repeatedly mentioned this incident, repeatedly, I don't know how many times now. That we sit outside sometimes, outside the masjid, when you are told to keep on moving because of the huge crowd, you are told must keep on moving, so you present your salat salam, and then sometimes you have to go outside the masjid to get back into it from another door, but from the front section you have to come out. So many a times we go outside and then we sit and then we gaze at the green dome and present salat and salam. And once again that imagination that millions of angels from around the globe, they are bringing in salat and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So while sitting there on that one occasion, which you have heard many times now, that deep in my thoughts, and a doctor from Johannesburg loudly made salam, and then he said, Molna, what are you thinking of? I said, I'm looking at the flights that are coming in from all over the world. So that which flights are coming in here? We don't see any flights here. So the flights of the angels that are bringing in salat and salam from all over the world. Although I'm not seeing it with my eyes, but I believe what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. That when a person reads salat salam from any other part of the world, then it is conveyed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala has got angels. Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahi. So these angels, they convey the salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he reads it there personally, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam listens to it and it responds. So my belief is this, my yaqeen is this, that there are millions of angels that are coming from South Africa, China, America, Europe, Africa, Asia, every part of the world. Every minute, every second of the day, you must have yaqeen that there is somebody that's reading salat and salam somewhere. Durood Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is recited some way or the other. Allah Ta'ala's system is such that we are making Maghrib Salat, some way they're making Isha Salat, some way they're making Fajr Salat, some way they're making Zohar Salat. In the Azan, Ashhadu Anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. How many places, every minute of the day, somewhere somebody is saying it because of the differences in times. And then how many people are reading Ashhadu Allah, Ilaha Illallah, wa Ashhadu Anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. وَأَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. And how many of them are reading wazifas of 1,000 times, 10,000 times, 20,000 times people are reading wazifas of Durood Sharif. So all the angels are carrying it and conveying it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So how much of noor that's coming on the through the green dome to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, Tere paas jab sayyede do jahan hai na kyun rash ke afla kaho pir madina, tere sabz gumbad pe alam fida hai falak jaise chume zameen madina. If you have to look at the skies and you look at the green dome, then it seems, it appears as if the skies are also coming down to kiss the green dome and go up. As if the skies over the green dome are constantly coming down and kissing the green dome and going up. فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. Once again we stop here, let's make a little bit of zikr. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, ایوری ون ان یور پاتھ ہیز ٹیکن آف. They are flying high, they are soaring high above the earth. We don't know where they are. In spirituality, everyone else seems to have taken off. I am like a speck of dust on the ground still. Many, many times I have read this poetry and many, many times I have said the same thing. That we should look at ourselves, x-ray ourselves. How much have we taken off? How much of greed, anger, pride, jealousy, malice, evil passions, how much of it has left our hearts? And how much of piety and taqwa has come into our hearts? Everyone, O Allah, in your garden is a beautiful flower. Everyone in your garden is a beautiful flower with beautiful fragrance. My Allah, I am still the thorn. causing hurt, injury, pain and problem to my wife, to my children, to my neighbors, to my customers, to my clients. Ya Allah, change me also into a rose. Change me also into a flower. How long will I remain a thorn? When will I display the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? When will I bring into my life the fragrance of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So that not only Muslims but even non-Muslims will appreciate the beauties of Islam. रहे तो लब में सवार सब हैं फयादा मिसले खुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ ओ मैं बिलवर अल्लाह ओ मैं रहीम अल्लाह ऑल माई लाइफ आई रिमेन अ यूजलेस पर्सन मेक मी अ यूजफुल पर्सन व्हाट हैव वी पास्ड अवर टाइम We don't say you mustn't enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody says you mustn't eat good food, wear good clothes, look at the beautiful waters of the ocean, enjoy the beautiful scenery of the parks. All we are told is stay away from haram and disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. But we know in what we have wasted our time. From the time we became of age, how much of our time has been spent in cinemas, theaters, television, movies, music and so much of haram, so much of haram. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. A thorn complained, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, a thorn complained by way of example. He says, the thorn complained to Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, you made me a thorn. And as a result, nobody seems to appreciate me, nobody seems to like me, nobody seems to honor me and respect me. They trample over me. They dump me. So it complained of its weakness and rejection. So the thorn was told that if you want to be respected, you want to be honored, you want to be given a position of dignity, and you do not wish to be trampled upon, you do not wish to be dumped. So then become the thorn under the rose petal. Attach yourself. Become a thorn that is attached. Stay under the rose petal. Then when that rose will go into the palace of the king, then you will go with it too. When that rose will go to the palace of the king, does anybody cut the thorn and then send it? In other words, attach ourselves to those people who are roses. Don't let pride come into our hearts. Pride has been the cause of many, many people depriving themselves of the bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Pride kept them away. How will we recognize that rose? Look at the awliya of the time. Look at the walis of Allah Ta'ala of the time. If they express confidence on somebody that this person is a wali, or this person is an Allah wala, or this person has got some kind of nisbat ma'Allah, so then that is sufficient for us to understand that we should attach ourselves to such people. And there's no shortage of such people in the world. There are many around the world. Now we who are thorns, we must search for them, a little search, and we will find them. But when we find them, then if we do not appreciate, then who suffers the loss? So we will notice always that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave respect to those people who attach themselves. Those who join the company of the rose, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them also respect. Although we may be still thorns, but we get the same respect as those of the roses because of our attachment to those awliya-i-kiram and the Ahlullah. So how simple and easy. If a train is going to Cape Town and the third class coach, the seats are torn, there's no windows, there's no fan, and the seat also is making choon choon all the time, the screws are loose, but that coach is attached very, very firmly to the first class coach. So even if this coach is going for repairs to Cape Town, they are sending this coach down to Cape Town for repairs, a third class coach. They are sending it there to have it repaired and done up and refurbished and done right. So if it is attached firmly to that first class coach, when this train moves, when it will reach Cape Town, the third class coach will be with it there too. Inshallah, with all our weaknesses, shortcomings, faults, but if we have muhabbat for those who are walis of Allah Ta'ala, and we attach ourselves, when they will reach the court of Allah Ta'ala, and when they will be told, go into Jannat, then we have hope that inshallah, we thorns also will be given some kind of green light to proceed. We will be told that never mind, you were weak, you had a lot of shortcomings and lots of sins and lots of evil you committed, but because you stayed firmly attached to the rose, so we are sending you also with the rose. So this is what I am praying, that Ya Allah, I am a thorn, but Alhamdulillah, I have attached myself to some roses. Some awliya-i-siddiqeen of our times, my Shaykh Kamil and others that I have had the opportunity of spending time in their company. So that is what we have hope, that we as thorns, inshallah, with them, Allah Ta'ala will make us grow. But of course, we have to make the effort. Brothers, this is a majlis of islah. It's a majlis of zikr. And this is what I try. I try in these type of programs to bring that connection, my own connection with my Allah. And I make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us all that kind of nisbat and connection. that we enjoy in our hearts that sukoon, that peace, that happiness, contentment, and we get the best of this world and the akhirah. Oh Allah, there's such enjoyment, words cannot describe it. Just that we have occupied our mind, heart and soul in nothing but dunya. Dunya was supposed to be made use of, like how we have a dishcloth. Now the dishcloth is there just to wipe the stove, wipe the pots and pans. It's not to be given great respect and honor. Dunya was given to us like that. Make use of it. Don't put it into the heart. The ship needs water for sailing. It needs the waters of the ocean for sailing. Without that water, the ship cannot sail. But if that same water goes into the ship, it will sink it. So make use of the dunya. We need dunya. We need it for our livelihood. We need it for our groceries, our clothing, our shelter, our homes, for hajj, for umrahs, for masjid, for madrasa, for the needy, for the poor, for the destitute. And for so many purposes we need dunya. So those people who say must reject dunya altogether, they don't understand what dunya means. Dunya is not the name of gold, silver, clothes, furniture, cars. That is not dunya. Dunya is when it gets into the heart. That because of that, the person misses out on his salat, his character has changed, has become either miserly or he's overspending in the wrong places, and all those kind of weaknesses that come with the dunya, that is dunya. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq of amal. Har dam karo main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Jab saans loo mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera ha Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai Rua rua baal baal mera Hey Allah, where can I hide my heart from you? You see right into my heart. And you know how dirty and filthy my heart is. We should look at our hearts. How much of malice, greed, pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy. It is like the scourge of the time. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main isi mein ho intiqal mera یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے معال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا یا اللہ these are the last days of my life and as I have mentioned many times we must consider it to be the last second of our lives Every day we are hearing, we are listening, we are reading of how people are disappearing from the surface of the earth to return no more. Earthquakes, tremors, gale force winds, flood waters, accidents, murders, killings, person is gone, within seconds is gone. So you say, Ya Allah, my life which is gone, but the remaining days of my life, give me the tawfiq to spend it in your muhabbat, in your love. And in the muhabbat and love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when the person lives his life, you think that Allah, to whom belongs the whole universe, is going to deprive that person? To him belongs the whole universe, is going to deprive us if we have live our life in his muhabbat. And again, his muhabbat is so beautiful that you are not deprived of food and drink and then happiness and joy and satisfaction that any normal human being wants to enjoy. Allah Ta'ala gives all that. And together with that, he gives his happiness. Hardam karo mein ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allahu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah 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 socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے
پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو کھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ
اول وقت ابھی شاٹ نے 37 نماز ول ٹیک پلیس ان انٹروڈکشن اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث او میں بلاور اللہ، او میں رحیم اللہ، او میں کریم اللہ، او میں موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ لونگ اللہ، موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ، او میں موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ، او میں موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ، وی سنفل سروینٹس آف یورز ہیو ایکسٹینڈڈ اور بیگنگ باؤز بیفور یو. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not justifying any of our sins. My beloved Allah, you attach these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day. Ah, my Allah, how loving you are. How loving you are, Ya Allah, you allowed us to extend our begging bowls before you any part of the day or night. And you see us when we beg of you. You listen to us when we beg of you. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Forgive each and every one of us. May Allah, we are not justifying our sins. We are confessing before you. You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. You see into our hearts, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with evil passions and desires. Ah, my Allah, what have we made of our hearts? But my beloved Allah, we truly believe that just one glance of your forgiveness in our hearts can be purified. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is so much, my beloved Allah, that just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, man has made dynamite sticks. They blow up huge mountains. What is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? My beloved Allah, man has made the computer chip. Millions of pieces of information on that chip, but just one press of the delete button and all the information is gone. Press the delete button of our sins, my Allah. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you. You who have blessed billions of people with sight, how can there be darkness, my beloved Allah? We are fooling ourselves when we are committing sins in the darkness of nights and thinking that nobody was watching. It was just your tolerance that you did not paralyze us there and then. You did not bring embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace upon us there and then. Ya Allah, you could have shaken the ground beneath our feet. You could have sent the gale force winds against us at that time when we were sinning. But how tolerant you are. How forgiving you are. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for ourselves, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the faults and the weaknesses of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, overlook the sins of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam dearly loved his ummah. How much of trouble, how much of torture, trials, persecution. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam suffered for the sake of his ummah. Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayer for his ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes down in the haram sharif, in sajda, intestines of animals are put on his back. That haram sharif where we make tawaf with such ease and such comfort, Ya Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is beaten up until he falls down unconscious. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is beaten up. So many sahabas are beaten up for no other sin except that they said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, his teeth are shattered in Uhud. So much of his blood oozes. In Taif he stored, his shoes Mubarak are filled with his blood. We have shown no appreciation for his sacrifices. In his time, the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud, the Nasara were the cause of his injury and pain. Today we, the Ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we who claim to be Ashiks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are causing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so much of pain with our indulgences in adultery, in fornication, going to the cinemas, theatres, discos, rave clubs, movies. Our homes have become cinemas, my beloved Allah. When we go to the Haram Sharif a few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak and a few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif, the filthiest of films we watch on the television screen, filthiest of magazines and newspapers are read. Ya Allah, filthiest of music is heard. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of pain and injury it must be causing to him. Ya Allah, but we are seeking forgiveness. You dearly love forgiveness. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. You don't like giving punishment. You dearly love forgiveness. If it had not been your desire to forgive, you would not have given us the opportunities of making tawbah. Ya Allah, the very fact that you are giving us so much of opportunities of making tawbah is an indication that you want to forgive. Ya Allah, we are seeking a complete change in our lives. We are seeking a complete change in our lives. Complete reformation of our lives. Bring into us, my beloved Allah, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The character of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Distance us from everything that is haram, everything that is evil, everything that is displeasing to you. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your love, with your muhabbat, with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam with istiqamat on deen, steadfastness on deen. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you. And your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. How long am I going to walk in the path of sins, my Allah? How long am I going to lead the life of a munafiq and a hypocrite on the surface of the earth? My beloved Allah, how long am I going to disobey you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long are we going to follow the path of shaitan and nafs? A day is going to come in our lives when our tongues will be silenced. When our eyes will see no more, when our ears will listen no more. Our eyes will only see the angels of death. Ya Allah, The time is going to come when we will have to depart from this world. My beloved Allah, the water of Mayyat is going to be poured above us. Before that water is poured, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us, in our homes, in the hospitals, in the clinics, my beloved Allah, bless everyone with shifa. Ya Allah, we are physically ill, we are spiritually ill. Bless us with complete shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases, spiritual and physical. Those who had financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks, drugs, vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh aur daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke gasht, taalim, ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, accept the work of the masajid, the madaris, the khanqas, mashayikh ki mehnat ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, hum sabko nek bana de aur ek bana de. Make us all pious and make us one. Unite the hearts of the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, change the conditions around the globe. From that of adversity to that of prosperity. From that of depression to that of happiness. Ya Allah, halat ko badal de. It's not difficult for you. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the tyranny and torture and persecution of the Ummah. Then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, you are still the same Allah that was in Badr, in Uhud, in Khandaq at the time of Fatah Makkah. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda. Teri qudrat mein koi kami nahi aayi. We have gone weak, you have not gone weak. Ya Allah, overlook our shortcomings, weaknesses and faults. Oh my beloved Allah, those who have gone for Hajj, make it easy for them. Make their Hajj extremely easy. Make it maqbool and mabroor. Accept their tawafs, their ziyarats, their ibadat, their safa marwa sa'i. Ya Allah, accept their Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. Oh my beloved Allah, accept all their ibadat in those Mubarak places. Ya Allah, bring about a complete change in the life of all the Hujjaj. Protect them from all kinds of fitnas. Ya Allah, when they return, let them be models, role models for all. My beloved Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, gambling, dead, popping drugs in our mouths, or any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. How can we be in haram places? My Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. And the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Jumu'ah. Ya Allah. With the salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. As salatu was salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As salatu was salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. This is with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. How much he begged for us, how much he prayed for us. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his 124,000 companions, the du'as that he made after kissing the Hajr Aswad. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne mataf mein chal kar jo manga tha, mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga. The du'as that he made in Hatib. Multazam se chimat karke jo manga. How long he cried at the Multazam.
A dua that he made behind Muqawi Ibrahim after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa in Mina, Arafat and Mustalifa. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief, corruption, fasad and fitnas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who have raised their hands this part of the time before you. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good desires, good wishes. Unki nek muradon ko pura kar de. Those who are suffering any kind of hardship, difficulty and problems, remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, whatever good desires in their hearts, fulfill those good desires. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله